Hello, everybody, and welcome to the RDM podcast. My name is Rabbi Daniel Malinga. Aliens, do they exist? Where are they? Are they here? What are extraterrestrial beings? UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and the rest. And does the Bible have something to say about that? This is a very, very, very controversial message for some people because the church tries to avoid it. So today, I decided, let us become controversial and discuss the topic. So, in the studio with me are the brave people. On my left is my co-host. Afi Money, Moneybags McLean. Yeah. You're welcome, sir.
Good to be here, man.
On the far left is Apostle Abraham Mirembe, Apostle of Fruitfulness, affiliated with Watchman Ministries. You're very welcome, sir.
Good to be here, sir. It's always a joy.
Yes, sir. And on the right is Derek Mureva of Watchman Ministries, a ministry that focuses on the end time message. And he's an alien enthusiast. And he has a lot of information. So, especially when it comes to the end times, and we think aliens have something to do with that as well. So, we'll have a discussion and see how far we can go. So, gentlemen, we're going to dive into the conversation.
Yes,
and
yes,
we're going to kick it off with the most obvious question.
Yes.
Do aliens exist?
Yes.
Exist. Apostle.
I think using the language that people understand that they are aliens, of course, meaning that they are not habitats of Earth, I do believe they exist. They are beings outside Earth, but we are yet to see who are those beings.
Okay. Derek, the enthusiast.
The enthusiast agrees, yes, they do exist.
So you agree that aliens exist.
Okay. Yes.
So where, how, I don't even know how to take this conversation because there's so many directions we can go in it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read for you something. To show you that the discussion that we're having is not just out of the blue. These things are not imagined.
Yeah.
We're going to go into the realm of fact first and then try to discuss the fact.
Yes.
Okay. So fact number one. And I could have gone as far back as history, but I decided to come into our present age. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Something close to us. Fact number one. Have you heard of Roswell? Okay. Roswell is a place in USA. Roswell,
yes.
New Mexico.
Yes.
In 1947, they recovered a flying disc or a flying saucer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
One of the earliest times in our near century,
yes,
where they discovered something of a kind. 1947. Mm. At that time, it was even written in the papers and acknowledged that a flying saucer has been discovered.
Yes.
1947. Of course, after that, the government decided to recant.
Yes.
But there's no way that thing would have been put out unless there was something behind it. That's 1947. Mm. 1954, during a football game in Italy, Florence, Italy,
yeah,
10,000 people saw UFOs flying over the stadium. Mm. 10,000 eyewitnesses.
Yes.
Fact.
Yes.
1989, a man called Bob Lazar. I don't know if you guys know about Bob Lazar.
I've just heard about
him. Yeah. Now, Bob Lazar is probably at the center of everything alien in terms of the discussions in this time and age.
Yes.
1989, he was a whistleblower who claimed to have worked in Area 51. You've heard of Area 51?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Now, he came out in the 1980s, 1989, he comes out and says, not only do UFOs exist, he had been working on them.
Wow.
And that he saw 9 others in that U.S. Base called Area 51. Now, the interesting thing is that base is built into the mountain so that you can't see it from satellite and you can't look over it. So you have to go inside the facility in the mountain to be able to access what's inside there. Very top secret. He is the one who popularized the Area 51. Eh?
Yeah.
So after him, things went crazy. Now, here's the interesting thing about Bob Lazar. People called him a liar, conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
The things that he talked about in the 1980s have started to surface themselves, to become, to show that he actually was speaking some truth. The technology he talked about, the things that he saw, they're starting to show up after 30 years.
Wow.
Now people are looking back at him now and they're like, maybe Bob Lazar wasn't so crazy. 1989. Okay. 1994, 60 children at school in Zimbabwe. This is crazy. So 60 children at school in Zimbabwe. And apparently, a flying saucer comes, lands in the middle. This is Africa now. In case we think these things happen only in America, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you can think in the movies that the aliens only like USA.
Happen in the US. Yeah. Mm.
So it's, a flying saucer lands in the middle of the playground of a school in Arua, Zimbabwe. And 60 children see it, and they all had the same statement that they saw a being come out. There were two beings, one on top of the flying saucer, another one walked out. And when the one that walked out, they asked them, how did it look like? They said, a being about 6 feet tall with funny eyes, like a rugby. And so they described these beings. Now, given that there are a lot of people who have questioned these kids, and found that they all have the same story, we can only deduce that it's impossible for hallucination to happen at the same time.
True.
It's impossible. Hallucinations don't happen like that. Yeah. So, fact. That must have been something. And then I'll give you one final one. Now, here's the thing. 2021, the Pentagon releases three videos acknowledging that they have come in contact with unidentified flying objects, and they released pictures of them. I have videos of them. We'll show a few clips. Fact, this is the Pentagon. So, what I'm trying to lay here is that what we're discussing is not fantasy.
Yes.
It is fact. Reality. The only is reality. The only issue now is, how do we connect it to scripture? Is this stuff biblical? And where are we heading, Apostle?
Wow. glory to God. Something is happening here. There are a lot of facts that have taken place. Actually, thank you so much for bringing that preamble to show people that have been living self-denial that these things exist. The truth, and we want to speak, to communicate, especially to the church, the truth is that these beings exist. But as the question goes, do we locate them somewhere in the Bible? And I would like to start with a certain scripture which is going to open our eyes. In the book of Matthew chapter 24 and in the book of Luke chapter 17, there is something that Jesus said there. Jesus quotes and says, as it was in the days of Noah. You understand? Mm. Now, most people think that that statement just ends there. It is a deep statement. Remember, last time, there's a time when we were here and we talked, when Jesus again made a statement, say, remember Noah's wife. And that statement is also heavy. But now let us go back, because in those two scriptures, Jesus emphasizes that as it was in the days of Noah, and also as it was in the days of Lot. Of course, as it was in the days of Lot would be another discussion for its own. But now, I want people to understand, why did Jesus say, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, we are in the last days. All of you people have no doubt about it. Yep. And these are the days where, these are the days referred to as the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in these days when Jesus is about to come in the rapture and in the entire second coming. Now, we want to examine and see what was in the days of Noah. Because he says, as it was in those days. Now, most people are used to quoting women, men marrying and giving in marriage and everything. That is the obvious one. But there are other scripture things that happened during the days of Noah that actually brought the floods. Because the flood is almost, it was like an end time. I don't know whether you have an answer to say. Like people who are hearing us, the time of the flood is when God ended a certain, there was an end. And after the floods, there was a new beginning. Now we are also going into another end of the age or the end of the world. Now, what caused God to bring floods was to destroy people. Now, the Bible says, according to Genesis chapter 6, when you're reading it, it says that it was only Noah who was found righteous. Now, you remember that in the days of Noah, there was no law.
Right.
You know that, eh? Mm-hmm. So, what was the judgment of righteousness?
What's the basis?
What was the basis of righteousness? Now, the righteousness there that is written, that Noah was the only one found righteous, it was a righteous that, because the Bible says that it gives an account that the watchers, the angels who are sent to watch, who are literally not on earth, but they were sent to watch men on earth. They admired women of men, women of the flesh, because they were beautiful to look onto. And they started to mingle with them sexually, you understand? And they started to give, they produced another beings which had a DNA which was not according to the DNA of God. I'm just giving also a background of all the things.
So Noah's righteousness was a DNA
so
purity.
So Noah's righteousness was meaning DNA purity, the DNA of God. Noah and his family was the only family which was not affected by the DNA of these
beings,
the fallen angels. Now, I want you to imagine that these are spirit beings, mixing themselves with physical men, men of the flesh, and they are producing. Now, according to history, it is proven that they started to produce a certain race of men called the Nephilim. You understand? Men who were abnormal for so to look at. And the Bible talks about them that they were men of renown. They were so tall.
Giants.
They were very abnormal. And, you know, events that have come over have proved that giants existed. Now, giants were a result of these spiritual beings called the Watchers, sent on earth by God to watch over men. But they rather, actually, the book of Jude quotes them and say they left their habitation. Now I want people to understand that the habitation there is not necessarily a certain realm, because your body is your habitation. Your body is your habitation. Your spirit and you have like your habitation is your body. So what the Bible say when Jude say they left, they did not keep their habitation, is that somehow, because they are physical beings, they left that extraterrestrial body that was given to them, and they put on another habitation so that they would be able to come and, you know, mix themselves with, you know,
humans,
women, in sexual activities.
I'm going to put a pause there because that's interesting. Yes, later we're going to ask you. So then, that means that there are people now who are. Who are putting on human bodies, but they're not.
Yes,
we'll talk about
for
that.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Derek.
Yes. So, thanks so much for that introduction. And you know, if you know, there are believers who find it hard to believe in the existence of aliens. So, let me give an illustration through the story of creation.
Yeah.
We know. So he says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Heavens.
Yes.
But one earth.
Yeah.
And then he says that then now he begins to break down the things he's going to create. And I'll divide them into three. The first is he creates animals and plants.
Yes.
Right.
These are intelligent life forms. Yeah. Then the second, he creates humans, which we know that humans are the only part of creation which is created after his image.
Yes.
And lastly, he creates the extraterrestrials. He creates the angels. Those are extraterrestrials. He creates the other life forms, living creatures. They're seraphims, they're cherubims, creatures with six wings, with eyes all over them, you know. And when we see pictures of aliens, it looks like there's a sort of a bearing, a similarity, many eyes, many wings. And then there are other things. There are 24 elders. They are the four living creatures, which have, you know, four different faces, and we've seen pictures of things like that. So now, if a Christian finds it hard to believe that extraterrestrials exist, they'll say, okay, I believe angels, but these other creatures, I don't, because angels are not the only extraterrestrials that were created.
Correct.
There are other intelligent life forms which exist.
True.
Beyond
true.
The earth. Yeah. So it's plain and simple that we are not the only people in this universe.
Maki.
Yep. Yep. I think that's a good background. That's a good starting point. First, for people to understand what we mean by aliens. Because
yes.
I know some people, the moment we say aliens, that I think I'm not watching. But this is the thing. The church needs to pay attention to this. Because at the end of the day, it's bound to happen. It's coming. It's here. Okay, we've seen the evidence from the Vatican. We've seen the evidence from the news channels. If you're paying attention, you have seen that. Recently, NASA released images. That's images, something I believe we'll talk about later on. But aliens are real. And I like the expansion you guys have put on the definition of aliens. Just so you understand, aliens, it is something that is out of your stratosphere.
Yeah.
Okay, something that's out of this realm that you're familiar with. Yes. So basically, if we also went to the moon, and let's say on the moon, there were beings there, there was a civilization there, they would look at us as aliens.
Yes.
So if we can just understand that, then we can flow with the rest of this discussion. So...
okay, so you know, when you look through all these news items and historical events, their paintings actually thousands of years back, church paintings on with Jesus at a cross somewhere, and there are alien beings.
Yes,
yeah.
On you guys know that, that painting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there's some are carved into architectural archaeological sites that were found and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we know that this thing goes far back, these beings have been coming around, and we know that they have a technology that we do not seem to have access to. There's a link between that and Genesis 6, where in the book of Enoch it says these guys fell and they taught the men. They gave them new technology. And
Actually, when you're saying that, it reminds me of there's something when I was doing my own research. There's proof that every civilization that has existed at some point had an interaction with an alien race. It's the alien race that gave them an idea, especially where you find there is culture of a form. There was an alien that was involved in that. So when we look at, let's say, the farming tools and where civilization started from, where technology started from, we know that an alien introduced that technology before its time. There is an account later on that we'll get into of a lady in the US who is a hypnotherapist. Her account is similar to the one that we've talked about of Credo Mutua, of the Anunnaki.
Yes.
And that story cuts across everywhere. Now, Credo Mutua was an African, and for him, he gave the account of all African cultures, or sort of. And this lady is giving an account of what happens in the U.S. So it cuts across.
We're going to go into that because I want people to know. Yeah. Who Credo Mutua is? Huh? Credo Mutua. You know who Credo Mutua is? Yes. Credo Mutua was an African Sanusi.
Yeah.
A guy from South Africa. He died at the age of 98, I think in 2020. But he said he was amongst the group of people. He said all over the earth there are people who keep the history of the earth. Now there's something Credo Mutua said. I'm glad you brought him up, because he believed that aliens exist. And it's usually very strange to hear that from an African cultural leader or something like that. And he said he had encountered these beings. He described them and he talked about these greys. Okay. Even talked about, he said one time he watched Star Trek, Star Wars, and there's this being with hair, I've forgotten his name. And so he said, that looks exactly someone, this the person who came up with this character must have seen what I saw. And he said, so many of these people grab these things from things that they've experienced reality. Now, he said, like you were saying, most tribes in Africa, most cultures in Africa, believe in a certain group of people that were called demigods came and then suddenly disappeared. Okay, in Uganda here, there's Bachwezi, but all over Africa, they're there. Even if you went farther than...
Actually, let me tell you, even in Buganda here, there is the first king of Buganda called Chintu. He somehow disappeared. They will tell you he disappeared. And when you go and watch where he stepped, you would see feet which are abnormal feet. You see, they say this used to be his bed and it's a huge thing. So it's was this a normal human being?
Okay, so it's in the cultures. Now, one thing that I found interesting, Credo Mutua said that these beings integrated, just like the Bible says, integrated with human beings. And their desire has always been to be at the apex of society, to control the narrative, to control, to have power.
Yeah.
And so he said, if you check through most of the African leadership, you'll find that throughout history and even in the present, whenever two major candidates were standing, he said, I can guarantee you, one was always normal. And the other one, or should, by normal I mean like a human, and the other one was always considered someone who came from a demigod kind of lineage. Mm. They would declare it. True. Like here in True. Uganda, we have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Actually, these days it's very profound.
And you see now, like Mandela has claimed to have come from a demigod kind of. Mm. There was a man who was supposed to be president of South Africa before Mandela, but he died.
Yeah.
Okay. Even Lumumba was killed. The person who took over claimed to be from a demigod.
Yeah.
And he said, when people say things like that, do not take it.
Yeah. For granted. Yeah. And by the way, you're true. Now, for example, for the case of Uganda, it is very profound. We are not speaking about something which we are just heretical. You go and check their Twitter accounts and they come out and they declare that they belong, that we are Bachwezi. And there's a way they are proud of it. It's like testifying. It's like giving a testimony that, look, we are here, but we are not on our own. Eh?
Mm.
Something. And actually, when you go in them, they believe that they are invincible. Eh? They believe that they are kind of like sent from another world to rule over this world.
To help you guys.
You understand? Eh? They don't take themselves as normal or like a nominal human being. Eh? Mm. Yeah, I was just expounding on that. Eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
But Derek, you believe, because, you know, if we look through the history, we know that a lot of these at first, people used to look at this as nonsense. Now the FBI, NASA has come out and Pentagon came out and said, listen, we're seeing things in the sky that we do not understand. There's a video I'm going to show you. Just show me the picture. Eh? There's what they call the tic-tac UFO. You'll take time and have a look at it. Eh?
Yeah.
It was a UFO in 2021. Yes, they released this. Now, this is a picture. It's just a picture, but we'll show you the video. This is taken by a person in a plane.
Eh? Yeah.
Okay? A pilot. Yeah. And this is what he encountered. Now, it's not just him. It was a number of people that saw this event.
Yeah.
Now, this UFO event, they call it the tic-tac UFO because it was shaped like a tic-tac. If you know a tic-tac shape, submarine kind of mode. Eh?
Yeah.
But it would fly like this with its belly up. That's what I'm saying. Eh? Now, the guy I was telling you about, Bob Lazar in 1980, said that in Area 51, he saw a device, a UFO device, that would fly with its belly up. And they said, this guy's just talking nonsense. 30 years later, this information is released and they see what he talked about. So now people are starting to take him
seriously.
They're starting to take him seriously. So my question is, and we're going to show more pictures about this.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why do you think these things just keep appearing and disappearing? And why not just say, here we are?
I believe for the most part that it's because of the timing. I know that the Lord has held back a lot of the appearance of these things for our sakes, because it would really throw us, catch us off guard. But now he has actually permitted. We've entered a season where there's permission for more of these things to happen, for more visitations, for more. Because the intensity, if you look through history, it's just intensifying, more and more increasing. And now that because we're in the end time, these things have to physically now increase in their appearance. We're going to be seeing, because people will say, yeah, we expect only to see angels, because it's a bias, eh? Because you're a believer, you're biased to only want to see angels, but there are other beings which are going to show up, and it's going to be visible.
But let me ask a crazy question.
Mm.
Why would spirits need a ship?
I think because you're coming to the realm of man. This is a different atmosphere from what they're used to, and they need a means of transportation. And the form in which they are coming is not in spirit form. They are coming in a bodily form, which is this gray body that they wear, this gray suit. Some they actually refer to also as grays.
Okay.
Now, I just wanted to make a submission to that, what you're saying, in terms of why they're appearing now. I have two reasons why I think they're appearing now. And I love this subject because for me, it's very fascinating. So I have two schools of thought. One, and which is my profound one, is because we're living in the end times. The end times is the time when the sons of God are supposed to manifest. Okay? The children of God are supposed to manifest. It's what creation has been waiting for. Okay? To see the children of God display what God intended Adam to display from the time of the beginning of creation. Okay? So, because it is that time, I think if God is going to punish the watchers, the people who were given the responsibility of managing Project Earth, if we can call it that, if he's going to punish them, which is what is going to happen, and because he's a just God, I think it would make sense for him to show them why he's punishing them. You understand? Because if they are not allowed to come and see what they should have helped humanity achieve and do, then it seems unfair to punish us when humanity, let's say, was still at its low level where it could not manifest much. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I believe they are being given this opportunity because of judgment to come see what they should have done, but they did not. Because immediately after this is when the rapture will happen, and then the end of the world will happen. And that's when they will be judged. That's one thought. The other thought is, based on the reasons why they would want to come to us, they know that their time is near. Now, we're talking about aliens, but we all understand that these are demons. They are spirit beings, yes, but they are also demons.
In fact, I wanted to ask, is there a difference between an alien, a demon, fallen angel?
These aliens, specifically the ones who are coming to us, the ones we're talking about, I believe these ones are demons.
Okay.
If we go by the definition of aliens that we gave. So these ones are demons. And if they are coming on this earth, okay, they know their time is short. At the end of the day, they are going to come and try and corrupt men and try and win this so-called battle that is coming.
Yeah.
Because when you study this whole agenda of transhumanism and whatsoever, and what AI is supposed to help to do, it will be to help push man to that level. When you go to the history of where men are getting these kind of ideas of AI technology, of nanotech and stuff like that, it has a thing related to something outside our realm that is influencing these ideas. So if they are giving men these ideas, my thought is they have been giving these ideas from time immemorial. They used to, let's say, before they disappeared, they were interacting with men, like you said.
Yes.
They were giving them that instruction. Then men progressed to a point where their spirituality grew and these beings had to pull backwards. Man was in the forefront.
Yeah.
Then they started to whisper these things and leave them in the air to whoever can open up their spirit and tap.
Yeah.
Because the time is short now, I believe they are now operating at a point of, now we don't have time to do this from a distance. We need to come there and tell you directly, do this and ABCD. Because I read this lady's book, Dolores Cannon. She wrote a book, an interesting, it's called Custodians Beyond Abduction.
It's about, by who? What's her name?
Dolores Cannon. Okay? And she's a psychotherapist. And she has had several interviews with people who have been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Okay? And she says when she has had these interactions with these beings, they seem to believe that humans are slow in terms of our cognitive abilities. They seem to believe humans are not as intelligent as them. So the example she gave was, and this is the reason I'm giving for why they're appearing. She says, for example, when we speak, we go word by word to create a sentence. Let's say we want to say the word, I'll use her very words, you can, so that when someone checks, they can find that. She said, for example, let's say the word Christmas. When you say the word Christmas, what is in that word? What does that mean? Someone else, for us as humans, would just look at it as Christmas. But she says there's a lot of understanding in the word Christmas.
Yeah.
You can look at the birth of Jesus, the star, you know, the wise man, Herod, everything. The whole story behind Christmas is in that one word, Christmas. So she says when these beings operate, when they're communicating telepathically, they deposit that whole bunch of information as the equivalent of you just saying Xmas. Now, if that is how they think they operate, and then they're looking at man who is just saying Xmas and leaving it at that, it's what I'm saying. This is why they feel like, you know what, we can't do this from a distance. We need to come there and try and quicken you guys up so you can match up.
Before you go into it, because
I wanted to add on something, because I never wanted, there's a question you asked, that why should these beings come in vessels? You remember? The Holy Spirit brought an account.
And as you answer that, also answer the question I was going to ask. Where do they come from? When you say they come, where do they stay?
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, this is the issue. You remember when Elisha saw the chariots?
Yes.
Now, could you explain to me what are those? Because they say the chariots came and picked, it communicates to me that in heaven there are vessels that are used. You understand? In the heavenly realm, they are vessels, because such a chariot came and it picked Elijah. You understand? So it is a vessel. It is a vessel of a certain form. Maybe we need to go and discover what exactly did Elisha saw picking Elijah, but it was a vessel. It was a serious...
Even in Ezekiel's account, there's a wheel.
You understand? So they are vessels, and probably they are just terrestrial vessels, extraterrestrial vessels. We need to get to the or celestial vessels, for so to say.
Okay.
And you said, where do they come from? Now, this is also a biblical account. You see, we have the first heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. You know, Now, God dwells in the third heaven, the heaven of the heavens. You understand? Now, there is something to do with the second heaven, which people don't really understand very well. Now, when you come scientifically, scientists, I'm an end time, student and teacher, having learned it from my spiritual father, the Watchman. There is something that I want you guys to understand. There is a lot of things that are going to take place in these days that we need to be very careful of. Remember one time, Rabbi, when we were here, we talked about the spirit of deception. Now, deception is a lie which is organized to look like truth. And it takes the Holy Spirit or a supernatural knowledge to know that what I'm following after is simply a lie. You understand it? You can't use intellect to understand deception, because it is a move that is well organized. Now, why am I bringing this in here? It is because every time they ask Jesus what will happen during the end times, the first statement he made was, beware that you are not deceived. So the spirit of deception will be rampant, and it is a spiritual issue. Now, why am I bringing still that? I want people to notice this. The realm where these beings come from is what they call the second heaven. Actually, they dwell there. What Paul writes and said, the principalities.
Ephesians 6.
You understand? In Ephesians 6. That, now, to the normal explanation, the scientists, NASA and everyone, they are trying to tell us and to prepare people to tell them that aliens are coming from Mars. You remember that talk which came when they are saying Mars, Martian, beings. But then they discover that Mars is just an empty place. When you see the pictures of Mars right now, you realize there is no... But again, they have started... Because I was following and I saw they brought a picture where it appeared as if there was an alien being on Mars. You understand? And now let me tell you, if Mars be there, and of course it is there, it is just an empty space. You understand?
From the physical perspective.
From the physical perspective. Yeah. And now, what we should understand is that there is a second heaven. I'm going to explain it this way to the people and to all of us here. Now, when the devil fell, the rebellious army resides in the second heaven. You understand?
It didn't fall on earth, it fell on heaven.
It is in the second heaven. Now, most of the things we are seeing that are coming here, as you have been explaining to people, how these people think that we think slow, these aliens. Now, they are coming from there. They are bringing a knowledge. Because remember that these were heavenly beings. They once existed in heaven. And they tested the power of the ages to come. You know that?
True.
The power of the ages that we are going to exist in eternity. They have those powers. Now, all of you will agree with me that those powers are superior. That's why we call them supernatural. They are more superior than the powers we exist in the physical realm where we stay here. So when it comes, now, those are the powers that are coming in form of technology. You understand? Eh? Mm. Everything we see that is taking place, the communications that we are using and everything, they are. Do you know that most people who have discovered these high-tech things, eh, they somehow have a connection to that world.
Correct.
But not the world of God. Eh? To that spiritual world, eh? But not the world of God. For example, they will tell you, this guy of Apple,
Steve Jobs,
eh?
Yeah.
He went and he was a Dalai Lama, you know that those guys, mm. Eh? Mm. And he took him somewhere because these things had refused. Eh? So he took him there and he went. He taught him how to meditate. So in the processes of meditation, he started to pick most of these things, eh? And. Do you know why he calls his whatever Apple? It's because he says that guy who taught him used to like apple, to eat apples. Eh? Now he went through meditation, which is of course a spiritual opening. He went and started to meet these beings, eh? And they gave him the kind of technology that we see. Now most people probably it is amazing to them, but that's the truth.
Okay,
for us we are here to state the truth. Now I'm saying that these things come from the second heaven.
Okay.
Eh?
All right.
Yeah.
That's a point. Eh?
Yeah.
Because he's talking about communication. But
I want you to add to it's that. Interesting that you mention Steve Jobs and Apple because I'm seeing Apple. I'm seeing iPhones
at the time. Shots,
yeah. Yeah.
As on behalf of the Android users,
get but, behind
but,
us, Saturn.
Uh-huh. But you know when you mentioned about the end time delusion, I would like you know because I imagine. Somebody's watching us right now and is saying, these guys must be deluded.
Yeah.
But let me give an illustration from scripture.
Yeah.
Because we're speaking about aliens and outer space activities.
Yeah.
Now, I ask myself a question. Why isn't the church participating in astrology and astronomy? Yeah. Because astronomy, yes, studies, you know, the universe and what lies beyond it. But then astrology studies about how, looks at how those things that are beyond our universe, rather things in the universe, affect life on earth. For instance, when Jesus is born, no, let me use this illustration. When Jesus is born, yeah, we see that there's a star,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was a conjunction of probably two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, mm-hmm. but that's up for argument. But there's a star, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Mm-hmm. And when these people follow the star, they know that there is number one, there is a king who has been born.
Yeah.
This king is a king of the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
And they travel to find that king of the Jews and thirdly, to worship him. So they know there is someone who has been born and he's so important that we have to worship him. Yeah. So I ask myself, why isn't the church present in things like astrology? Because we don't apply, we've only applied it as far as Monday, Tuesday, January, February. Not when you should start a business, for instance. Not when your child has been born, you know. Not when things like agriculture and what. You know, because if you look at Genesis chapter 1, the story of creation, the Lord says that he has created the greater light and the lesser light to be signs for the telling of, for signs and seasons, right?
Mm.
For signs and seasons. That means before, because you know when you buy a newspaper, there's that section of horoscope.
Mm.
Yeah, and they say if you're born in between May 11th and what, today there's money coming to you. Be careful how you use it. That's astrology. Yeah. So if guys, yeah, who are not Jews, were able to look at the sky, look at the stars, and realize that there is somebody who is worthy of worship, that means right now, as even as a believer, I should be able to somehow have that knowledge that, yes, I want to start my business. Yeah. And because someone will be saying, "How? Why are you looking at the stars? When it's going to rain?" Yeah, I just have to look outside my
nice
window.
Analogy.
Yeah, I have to look out my window and see
the clouds.
What the heavens are saying. You know, are the clouds there? Are the nimbuses there? I don't have to consult God first. Yeah,
God right? told Abraham, "Look up at the stars."
Exactly, look up at the stars, and they will be as numerous. Those are that's how your mature descendants will be. So why isn't the church present? Ask myself that question. It's an interesting question.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think to answer just shortly, there is a time still by the spirit of deception where the church was driven away from these things. Eh?
Yeah.
And we labeled them demonic.
Yeah.
For example, let me show you something very okay. It's really not simple, but it's something we are used to. The prophetic grace. You understand? we very well know that it was even in scripture. You remember when Jesus said, the Bible says that in the last days I will send Elias, mm-hmm. Elijah. What do you take of that? Most people thought that Elijah will come back, will reincarnate, for so to say. But when the Holy Spirit was teaching me the thing, he said, no, I'm just going to exalt the office of the prophet. That's what he meant. You understand? Mm. In the last days. Now, what I'm trying to bring to you there is that the way the church has alienated the office of the prophet, and it is the devil's intention that the church stays without. Yeah. Because the prophetic office opens us to the supernatural realm.
Mm.
I think you understand that.
Yeah.
The teacher can teach, these other things can take place, but when a prophet stands, he will open you to that realm which is beyond the realm of the natural. Now, once you do not exalt that, you cannot benefit or enter into the benefits of that. Now, there is a time when the church got alienated from the realities of these things. It was actually driven away by certain teachings and certain knowledges, and people became skeptical. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they started to fear going there. So that zone was taken over by demonic people. And it was the intention of the devil, because he intended to use it to deceive many in these days. I want people to understand that. Because what you are speaking is right. How comes men who were not full of the Spirit of God could understand that this star signifies that someone? But you remember, when you follow history...
In fact, sorry to cut you short. He's so important that even when he dies, there's an eclipse that lasts 3 hours.
Yes.
Recorded even as far as China.
You see that? But now, do you know that Daniel, because where those men came from, was the former Babylon.
Mm.
It is believed that Daniel, you know, Daniel had the knowledges of these things. He taught them, because at one time he was made the leader
of the astrologers.
So it is believed that Daniel taught them this knowledge. He taught them how things that were going to come to pass and everything. So they kept a watch over them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they, when they saw them, they had to come. But now, how be it that we don't have men of the caliber of the wisdom of Daniel? I'm just asking.
We're going to get to that. Because I want to. You guys have gone deep into Bible, I brought Bible men, But I want to ask, McLean.
Yeah.
Are there attempts to communicate with these things?
Yes.
How?
Yes, NASA has been trying those tests before.
We have a picture of that, don't we?
They've been trying to recently. The last one was, of course, at first they tried with the radio, whatever things that they were doing to try and send signals out there. So they would send a signal out into space and wait for a response, if there would be a counter signal.
Do you know if there's been a response?
Yes, recently there was a response.
Recently,
yeah, there was a response. China recorded a response.
What was the response?
That was last year. They said they got a radio frequency from out of space, but they couldn't decipher it. And then I think that's where NASA actually got the momentum to now say, okay, you know what, maybe let's go ahead with the photo thing, and maybe that can, you know, draw the attention.
Let's just show that photo. Let's show that. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a picture of the photo they sent out, and it has to be a naked man and a naked woman in binary code. Is that?
Yeah, that's binary.
Why binary?
Yeah, it's sent out in binary because the reason they say it is that they looked at all the languages of the earth, and they landed on binary because they think that's the only language that these intelligent life forms can understand. Yeah.
And binary is close to symbolic language. It's not audio. It's not verbal. It's not the kind of language you're used to. And if you do your study of UFOs or aliens and whatsoever, you will find that they have a lot of that. There's what you call, garden circles? You've heard of that?
No.
Garden circles are... Crop circles.
Oh, crop.
Not garden circles, crop circles.
Yes.
When I did my research, I found out that that's a means of communication for them.
So crop circles, for those who don't know, these circles that they've been discovering all over the world, that are, is that what you're talking about here?
Yes, yes.
That are, that appear in fields.
Correct.
In a circular form all over the world. And you think they're forms of communication.
Yes. So they use those as forms of communication. Now, someone who understands that alien language will be able to decode the information in that. And like I said earlier on, the way they package the information is not just, it's not just a circle. So the way the circle is drawn and anything like that, it's coded. So they are able to understand.
I found the use of binary very interesting, because binary is zeros and ones. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, mathematics. And we know how spiritual mathematics is.
Yep.
But also, it's not the picture you've showed about the images are not the only thing they've sent.
Mm-hmm.
They have also sent, along with those images, images of normal life on Earth. Yeah. People going for shopping at the supermarket, people eating, people sleeping, people having fun. But also, they sent images of human DNA.
Mm-hmm.
They sent images of the location of Earth within our solar system. And they're inviting these beings to come onto the Earth, and, you know, they're trying to attract them, yeah.
Mm. And if since we're on the subject of what they've sent out there,
yeah,
can we just follow the order of events of what they've sent out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they, it's like as if they are transitioning towards something.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then they first sent images like this before.
Yes, 1971.
Back in the day, okay? Mm. But it wasn't like this. This one is more advanced. So they started with that. I think they realized, okay, this is not working. Let's maybe send this one of someone shopping. Still nothing. Send this other one. Still nothing. Maybe let's send this other one. Now, when they're sending this last one that they just sent, the one that we've just showed of the naked man and woman, it's going along with the DNA thing. The question we need to be asking is, why? Why are you sending the picture of a naked man, a naked woman, and then DNA? Mm. There is something there. And that would bring us to the point for me, which would explain how these beings get the kind of bodies.
But do you think these scientists actually know what they're doing, or there's someone above them telling them to do this stuff?
I believe we have information that is really staged, for so to say, because we also receive this information from the people that do it. Of course, the spirit of deception, having been discerned, you realize that these people are not doing it by themselves.
Correct.
Why don't they write a letter, for so to say? Why don't they write a letter? Because a letter is what we understand, or something like that. Because I think they can write a letter in binary form.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to send a nude picture in binary form, but at the same time send the DNA plus thereof?
Uh-huh.
You remember that in the days of Noah, these people came, or I normally call them people, but the aliens, for so to say, or these fallen angels, they came and they had to alter the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you guys to know this. The DNA alteration technology has been there for long. Mm. It didn't start with human beings, but it started with animals and plants. I want you to study the nation of United States of America first, so to say. Do you realize that we have a lot of gigantic people in the United States of America? Have you realized that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
But what causes that? It's because people feed on genetically modified foods.
That's very true.
You see that?
Yeah.
And they are producing a certain kind of... You go to the US and you find people that are very abnormal.
That's very true.
You know, and
20-year-olds.
Yes. Mm. And you realize people, even in Africa, because we are starting to feed on those things, you realize there are children you find and, of course, they are very abnormal. Mm. And you look at their parents and there is a big difference. Eh? You could really know that my DNA can't produce such a kind of thing. Eh? Mm. And guess what? I just brought this to awaken everyone there who is living in self-denial still. Eh? Mm. That let this show us, because the DNA alteration thing has been there for some time. Go and follow and see the history of this thing. Mm. Now, they have already altered. They have proved that they can alter animals, produce different species the way they want. They can alter plants. They can even remove a reproductive system of a plant. And we have plants which cannot reproduce.
Mm.
I don't know whether you know that.
Okay.
Okay, so it produces once. When you get what it has produced, you can't plant it and bring another.
Yeah,
you understand? They have done all these things. in the name of science. Now, look at what you have just declared to everyone. They are sending DNA pictures, and they are sending nude, of course, the human form. And guess what? This happened during the days of Noah. They altered. They came and altered the DNA. Do you know, I've been making research that to certain beings, those alien beings, they literally never came to have a sexual, like as you know it, a sexual affair, but they used what they call artificial insemination. And all these things are there. You understand? Where they produced a certain being, not necessarily having sex with a man, I mean a woman or something like that. So these facts are there.
Okay, I want to ask them. this is interesting because I want to ask. McLean, show the picture of the animals. I just want to see something here. Okay, what you see here, and show the next one. Have you seen this before?
Yes.
Yeah. These are strange things that are happening, actually in parts of the world, but this is specifically in Oregon.
Wow.
Cows were found with eyes, testicles, and blood gone in an instant.
Wow.
Like if the owners would leave the cow for just like 10 minutes, come back, and it's down like that. Until this very day, they can't explain how this is happening. There's no way. There's no device on earth you can use that can remove organs
without
any spill of blood.
Yep.
Now, these things occur around the same time UFOs are declared to have, you know, been seen in the area.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay?
Wow.
Now, I'm getting to my question.
Yeah.
For the lack of science, let's try to explain it. When a UFO is seen, like the TikTok video that you see, these pilots got close to this ship. And when they got close to this ship, what they declared was they felt what they call gravitational distortion.
Okay.
In other words, for them, time slowed down. The thing was moving so fast that when they got near it, time slows down. Now, you know Einstein's theory.
Yeah.
The faster you move, if you move at the speed of light, time begins to slow down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once you're inside its influence, what looks like 30 seconds was actually 20 minutes on the outside.
True.
Now, the reason why that's important is because farmers would explain that they couldn't understand how they could have just gone away for a few minutes.
And came back.
And came back and a cow. You know, no one kills a cow that fast. Mm. You understand? Mm. Let alone with no blood. And that explains that when these things are around, they can do something quickly.
They manipulate time.
Time. And that's, now, that's tricky. Now, my question is... What is the purpose of that and abductions, McLean?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of something like this and abductions? Why are they doing this?
Still goes back to the whole thing that we're saying. For genetic mutation or alteration or playing around with the gene. I think these guys, these beings, have for a long time been trying to figure out a way of creating a body that they can use when they will eventually come to this earth. And so they are doing a number of experiments. Let's take this, let's try it, let's see if it helps. If it doesn't, okay, we try again. We try this,
so
we
that's
try
why
that.
They are abducting people.
Yes, so they abduct. And it's my belief, and just my belief, you can choose to accept it or not. It's my belief that when people are abducted like this, it's for a purpose. Because when I read this lady's book, she goes on and says at some point, just what you're saying, she says she interviewed a lady in a hypnotic state of a lady who had an experience who on a number of occasions would be taken to that world. Now, this gives credibility to what you're saying in terms of the second heaven and how they're in a spiritual sort of realm as well.
Yeah.
Because she says she would just go to sleep. And then the next minute, she finds herself in that world. And she said...
That world of these aliens.
Yes. She said, in that world, her job was like a nanny, sort of. But her job was in the nursery. So she says, in this nursery room, there were sort of like things that looked like incubators. Inside those incubators, there'd be like water, and then this creature, this human-like form, would be in there. So... Then this lady asks her, so how do those human-like forms get into the incubator? So she says there's a pill It looks like a pill. And she says that pill is transparent or something like that. But this is where the seed is. So they get this pill, put it inside the incubator, and that liquid inside that pill is what now pours out into this water, and it will eventually grow, just like how an embryo starts to form in a womb. This is what will now form in that incubator.
This lady was having a spiritual experience? Or?
Yes, it was a spiritual experience. So this hypnotist was now the one interviewing her and asking her about experience. So she said, how do you find yourself there? She said, I also don't know. I just go to sleep and then whoop, I'm there. And then in the morning I'll wake up and I'm here. So for me, that gives credibility to the whole bit of the gene mutation and how these things end up forming those bodies mixed with their own genes and whatsoever. But my belief is these abductions are so that they can come up with things that will help them when they come to this realm. So they're trying to form a sort of body that can help them to survive in this realm. Because the way that they are, it cannot, this realm cannot sustain them. It doesn't work for them like that.
There is a lady actually called Isabella Green. Isabella Green. She actually for her says that there's no need for abductions. That you can invite these beings into your space, or you can actually go to where they are. So what I've seen, watched her do on her channel, she actually says, now I am going. And you know, you're all watching, and someone is saying, now I'm going. And now, and this names one of these alien names and says, he's entering. And then you can literally, if you've seen people who are possessed, you can literally see when there's a shift. So something happens and she has shifted and she's speaking weird things. Things in the cosmos, and she's describing sounds. One thing that really intrigued me is she described music in the cosmos, you know, hearing music and hearing songs in the cosmos. And I found recently that NASA actually was able to record sound. So it sent probes, and some of these probes take years and months to reach, you know, those farthest stars. And what they found is that they were able to record sound, songs. You know, if you go online, you can find them and you listen. And I also, the earth itself was able, they call it the earth song or the chorus. And I found that very interesting because it's in Job. Let me just read Job 38 verse 7. When Job was arguing with God. It was Job arguing with God. I was going to say when God was arguing with Job. But when Job was arguing with God about, his pain and what, and the Lord is telling him, where were you when I was creating the foundation of what? In verse 7, it says, if I'll just maybe read from verse 6, it says, whereupon the foundations thereof were fastened, and I laid the cornerstone thereof. And verse 7 says, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. And here God is describing that when I was creating the cosmos and the universe, the sound. Morning stars, and NASA now is able to record songs that planets are actually singing. They sound.
Just recently, and I shared with you this link of a guy who has come up with a technology to record sound made by plants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes.
Very interesting.
And those people who have been, some of us who have, part of the church, people who have gone to heaven, they will tell you that the plants in heaven are living.
Yeah,
they can communicate to you. They are not like ours here. The flowers can communicate.
But you see, even ours can communicate. It's just that you don't understand the frequency.
You understand. Yes. Now, it's amazing. You know, there is something that is higher that is coming. You're talking about a lot of things, but one thing came to me. You know, when you go and pick the account of the rapture, it shows you a lot of things that, few of the things that we are seeing. For example, I kept on imagining, like the rabbi has said about the time, the time
relation,
issue.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, Paul says that with a blink of an eye, pop, we shall all vanish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that is speed.
Yes, true. True.
That is super normal speed. Derek, imagine. Like the way you're blinking, pop, next time you're not seeing anyone around. Of course, you're going to be taken. Now,
yes, I'll be taken.
You blink like this, and the next time you open, you can blink.
Yeah.
You are in the realm of God.
Mm.
Like you are gone. He has picked you. And imagine that speed. Eh? Mm. Now, it shows that the realm of God has a different time, different speed, or the speed realm, for so to say. Because remember, I told you that these beings stayed in the second heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Eh? Now, they are there, but they have a certain form of the power from where they came from, because they don't originate from here.
Mm-hmm.
They, even when they look at us. Now, Rabbi, I wanted to address something that you addressed some time back here that causes those guys to see us the way they see us. Eh? You see, it all comes back to a place where we have to awaken to the realities that are happening in the realm of God, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And also desire to tap into them.
Mm-hmm.
So that we may have or exude that the life that God wants us to exude.
Mm.
Because it all starts with the revelation that Christ came to give us that life. I'm just using the knowledge in the Bible. You understand? So that life, and it just because we are not awakened to it.
Mm.
And you know what the devil wants is to be worshipped. So what he failed with, because this is what I wanted to bring to the hearer, that the devil's intention was to take the place of God. You understand? I'll ascend and be like the Most High. So he has always had that agenda on his heart. So everything that he does to antagonize is to make sure that he creates a form of show that will make people think that he's God. You understand?
Yeah.
So he will always reveal these things to people faster than how God would. For example, we were talking about things which were very serious here, man of God. And I want all of you to notice this. How comes we have labs where they do human cloning?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you clone when you can go through the process of 9 months? You understand?
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove? Where did they get that knowledge?
Mm.
You see that? Eh? There are a lot of things that are happening. You remember this era whereby there has been a lot of, abortion and sponsored abortion, especially in the United States of America, whereby you go, you abort, you are paid. And there is information that all of those premature babies were not literally buried. They were taken somewhere.
So I want to ask a question because... why do you think the governments of this world are hidden, keeping these things hidden? Because obviously someone's having contact with these things, right? This knowledge to come out. Why all of a sudden has the Pentagon just come out and said, okay, we acknowledge that there are unidentified flying objects. There are also unidentified submerged objects, but first for another day. Why all of a sudden, why are they giving us a sneak peek after having kept it quiet for so long? And why keeping quiet for so long?
I think it's been a transition. I think they've been building up to the time when, okay, I think now we can disclose fully something to prepare them. I think they've been trying to prepare humanity for a long time, but subliminally.
Through movies.
Yes, movies, subliminal messages.
Which movies are alien-oriented?
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Men in Black,
X-Files, Odyssey.
Marvel movies. All Marvel movies.
Yeah, like when you go and see all movies produced by Marvel, they are trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
You know, they even show you when someone is falling in love with another being, you understand, and is like a human being, then they fall in love. They are preparing people psychologically to welcome these beings.
Is this movie The Shape of Water?
Yes.
I said, what on earth is going on?
For sure. You see that? Eh? Now, people don't know the power of movies. You understand? Eh? But now, you remember when the man of God said that Hollywood is where the demons concerned with
psychic.
The psychic.
They control the psychs of men.
The psychs of men. That's where they sit. It's like their chief seat. Their throne. Now, you realize that whatsoever the devil has planned to do, he has first communicated it through movies. He took over Hollywood, and because that Hollywood became famous, and most of the movies of the agenda of Lucifer have been produced there, and for a long time. You've seen when during the time of the lockdown, when we realized that movies were already produced to prepare us to put on masks, to do all these other things.
They plan ahead, yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And they send the information. You watch and get acquainted.
Yeah.
You understand? And it, now, like, you see how... you remember that time where Marvel has been producing movie after movie, movie after movie, you understand? And everyone is powering on them. And especially the young generation, like, you embrace everything. Mm. Now, the day those things will come down here on Earth, this is what they are doing. They are preparing. That is why it is a godly system. You know, man of God, you see this thing. John was sent to prepare for Jesus. You see that? Yes. So these things are precursors. They are the Jones. They are the Jones preparing people to receive. And it has to do with what McLean has said, that it is the time. It is about now the time.
Because
Lucifer knows that now the time is very closer. The king is very closer to his coming. So now all forces prepared are coming out. Yeah, it's about that.
You know, Daniel 12, I think verse 4 says, in the last days, knowledge shall increase.
Yes.
Yeah? Mm. Knowledge shall increase.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure somebody's watching us and know when they heard the rabbi saying, giving an illustration that when politicians were standing, there was one backed by, you know, an alien. And so a Christian might be there wondering, what are these? Are aliens, are they already here? Are extraterrestrials? Do they visit the earth? Are they already here? And I'll give an illustration. A young virgin in Israel, Mary, is visited by an extraterrestrial we know to be Angel Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
So a believer will easily understand that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then we have an extraterrestrial visiting Jesus in the garden when he's sweating blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And he comes to encourage Jesus. Mm-hmm. So this is an extraterrestrial coming to encourage an angel, yeah? Mm. And then we have not just angels alone, but we also now have men, beings who lived on this earth that are coming back. Mm. You see Moses and Elijah with Jesus, yeah? Mm. Because they are no longer alive here, they are extraterrestrials too.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, you know, I asked myself a question. There's a believer out there saying, you people are taking this thing too far. And yet we have extraterrestrials in scripture laid out showing us that we can have contact with you know, for instance, if somebody is called into let's say the creative arts, they can actually have contact with, say, Bezalel. And Bezalel, because you know he's with the Lord, can give you give you knowledge that you did not have. As much, even as people in darkness are doing this, they are, you know, getting ideas, creative ideas. You mentioned Steve Jobs and the like. So I believers should, it's because it's religion and a lot of ignorance, but in the last days, and it's specific, says in the last days, knowledge shall increase, but that knowledge is coming from somewhere. Because I found that knowledge can be categorized into three. There is the physical knowledge, where you, physical observation, and there is revealed knowledge, which something was unknown and now has been made known.
Yeah.
And then there is the unrevealed knowledge, which are the mysteries. Yeah. I'll give an example of a zebra. When you look at a zebra and it's mating with another zebra, you can tell it's going to reproduce another zebra. That's physical observation. So I have physical knowledge that reproduction is taking place. Now, but what I don't know, which is the mysterious knowledge, is why does the zebra have stripes, white and black, and not blue and yellow? It's mysterious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's unknown. You know, and I remember in school when we were studying physics, we would, you know, use these things to go and even vibe girls and tell her, have you heard of Pluto?
Yeah.
And she says, no, me, I only know Napoleon. And you know that one is finished.
Mikey.
Yeah, so I, just to add on what both of you are saying, I want to give you guys an account from this lady's book. Okay, because me, I found this very profound, because in reading this book, I was doing this in comparison with all this other information I had and in relation to the Bible. So anything that we're saying here, please understand that we're coming from a biblical background and trying to find justification throughout whatever we're finding in our physical world.
Mm.
Now, all of you here are men of God, so you know the scriptures. I'm going to read for you something, and you're going to see that there's a close relationship between what these aliens who interacted with this lady believe their mission to be. Okay? Because they believe themselves to be the watchers. They were assigned the responsibility of watching over the earth and especially the humans and help them along their way. In their coming back, which is very soon, the assumption is that they are coming to now like help in an advanced level. The people who they were assigned to help. To watch over. Okay? So, in a section of her book, she says this: the fly in the ointment occurred when a meta crashed into the earth and introduced organisms that were foreign to our planet. Sounds familiar? Something came from outside, crashed into the earth. Lucifer. In their own environment, they had been harmless. But when introduced into the pristine atmosphere of earth, they multiplied and mutated into a volatile threat to the seedling human race. Nephilim.
Yes.
This created the introduction of disease into the human body. Corruption of the gene. The ideal plan had been to create a perfect disease-free functioning body with a long lifespan. There was much sorrow when this unforeseen development was discovered, and a meeting was held on the highest level of the council to decide what to do. There was much sadness and remorse because the grand experiment had gone awry. But it was decided that since so much work had already been done, it would be better not to throw out the entire experiment. It was decided to try to minimize the damage that had been done and proceed by making concessions and moving forward with what they had left to work with. So these guys are saying, look, we had an assignment. Our assignment was to watch over these beings and whatsoever. At some point, we messed up. It's now upon us to fix that mess. And so, because of that, we need to come back, and we'll need to come back to help you guys.
Yeah.
Now, the second theory that these guys believe, this school of thought, is that the earth in the future, and this we also have biblical evidence for, that the earth in future is going to be destroyed.
Yes.
It's going to turn on its axis, and they believe that it's either going to be destroyed by a nuclear weapon or war, something like that. Famine. So they imagine all sorts of disasters that will alienate this earth. So because of that, they're saying at the end of the day, humans need to be prepared for that. And to prepare them, they have two options. They're looking at two things. One, to improve the human to the ability where they can resist stress or strain or a difficult environment. That's now the transhumanism.
Yes.
That's where you have nanotech and nanomedicine coming in, okay, to manipulate the DNA so that, let's say, you're in a situation where there's too much pain, you can switch it off and whatsoever. That's also plus AI, which we see working.
Yeah.
Then the other one is that because the world will be destroyed, and we see this in our daily news when they're saying go green because the atmosphere, you know, the earth is whatever, and this is why they're trying to advocate for clean energy, the electric cars, okay, and all of those things, solar system and stuff like that. So they are saying, okay, so the earth is going to be destroyed. We need to be ready to move humans to another realm where they can survive. Does that correlate with the whole fascination for Mars and preparing Mars as Martian a new habitation? Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is an account from this lady who has had interactions with these beings. And this is what they believe as their mission. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because you said there will be a lot of deception.
Yeah.
Because the way these beings are coming is not in a threat form of they're going to come and scare you at night and things like that. If you've watched the clips of the Vatican with their telescope and you've listened to some of their priests and whatsoever, they even say on camera that we need to get prepared for these aliens and we need to be open-minded to receive wisdom and knowledge from them since they are coming from a higher realm. Their knowledge and wisdom might be able to help us.
Do you pick something from what he has said? You pick something profound? You see, the biblical arrangement or God's arrangement, according to how it has been revealed to us in the Bible and by Jesus Christ, Jesus's intention or God's plan by bringing Jesus was for us to qualify for heaven. And those who have not believed in Jesus as the only way will qualify for eternal damnation. You understand? Now, It is only it only has to be Jesus. You understand? You have accepted him and you will qualify for that. The one thing they know is that there will be a life after. They believe that earth is going to be destroyed. Now, that is not, it should not be mystical. The Bible talks about it. The Bible says God is going to roll away this earth like a mat. You understand? A time is going to come when it is no longer. But now for us who have believed in Jesus, we know that we have qualified for another life in the heavens. Now what they are trying to do is to continue their anti-God agenda because they want to create another way of attaining eternal life. You understand?
Yeah. Mark mentioned about finding life.
Yeah.
Life. So is it possible?
So they are saying...
Can we have? Is it possible to find life on other planets? Because I've found that NASA actually has now found that there is water, ice, underground ice. There's evidence of rivers that existed in places. And I found this interesting because it's in Scripture, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 13. Again, the Lord is talking to the prophet, and somehow it seems to reveal this knowledge when he's arguing with man about the creation of the world. And he's saying, so he's because it's a long thing, he's saying, telling Jeremiah that what have these other gods created? Where were they? Can they even speak? And then in verse 13 he says that when he utters his voice in speaking about the Most High, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Now he's speaking about waters in the heavens. Now there's a probe that of NASA that found that there is water actually in just floating around. They were able to trace water, and I found this interesting because if there are habitable temperatures on other planets, and the plan is to get us from here to there. Of course, I know where it all ends, which I'll mention about where this all
are. All these planets empty?
No, it's it cannot be empty because when he creates the heavens, he has to have created them for something. But what we know, and what I believe believers are confused about, is where does that leave the earth? The earth is the center of of God's we are the center of what in the cosmos, It's not, we're not in the middle. Don't get me wrong, we're not in the middle, but we are the center of God's creation.
At the core of what God is doing.
Yes. Yeah.
But now you see, when I look at all these planets, so we have 9 planets in our solar system.
Yes.
Some people say 8, they don't count Pluto because Pluto is too small and all that. I've been fascinated by, the reason I've been listening, because I'm very curious. But you see, all those planets that we see, they look ravaged and, look at the moon. Moon is not a planet, but look at it. You look at all these planets, they look vacant, desolate. And there's a reason they're like that. They were not created like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were not created
like that. It's a reference to how the earth was once like those desolate.
True.
Ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm.
And then it was made new.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And I just want to point to the fact that you said this earth is not going to be destroyed. The Bible says a new heaven, a new earth.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a destruction. It's a revamp of a new earth and a new heaven. Though the Bible does say that the heavens shall be rolled away. And so,
of course, that's to bring it to a point of human understanding.
Yes.
But biblically, we have a proof that, because even that was a contention. That's what some of our Christian brothers, especially the Seventh Day Adventists, say. They tell us that we are lying people. That God is going to take them to heaven. There's going to be a new earth. That is true. The earth is going to be made anew. That one I have no, he said it, and it's going to be done.
But to my point, these planets here, especially those in, because the galaxies are, there's so many galaxies, guys. And they've sent out, probes, Voyager 1, Voyager 2. Once in a while, I check in to see where they are. That's how fascinated I am.
You're the enthusiast.
I'm the enthusiast. So they send back pictures, and there's some that actually, I think there's some probes that actually they've lost connection with. They went long ago, and there's no connection. But first of all, I agree with the scientists just on a basic level that there's no way in all that universe that there's no one else out there.
Yeah.
That it's just even mathematically. Eh? The question is who? And that's what who is out there.
Yeah.
But I also believe that it's possible for God to create all that and prepare it for his people.
Yes,
yeah? I've ever been in that mindset too. Because I look at things like Mars and I'm like, why are these planets there? God put them there, but for what? You understand? Because you know, we are talking about God who has existed from eternity to eternity. So we are just in the middle.
But don't you think that there are spirits that call these places home?
That's what I was about to say. I don't believe because, and you see, this is a thing where people get it wrong. Just because you can't see something with your physical eyes does not mean it's not there. Understand? You can't see germs, but it's there. If you go to the microscope, you'll see the germ. But it's easy for someone to come in here and see, because it's clear white, there's no stain, you think it's clean. But get a microscope, you'll see the germs.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same thing with these.
But how do you think these alien things are creating these spaceships? Because, you know, there's what they call, you've heard of element 115? Element 115 is some of the UFOs that they discovered.
Mm-hmm. The material.
The material that they made of. It doesn't exist on Earth here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they've named it element 115. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, so these things are spirit. Have they taken time to technologically put together? You know, these are questions that I ask myself. Or they just, you know, and we're just hypothesizing here.
No, they are actually, I'll give you an example again from NASA. I phoned from NASA, very interesting, about the planet Saturn. So they phoned that, you know, these guys, they called it the jewel of our universe. They call it the jewel of our, yet we are on Earth. Yeah, beautiful as it is.
Yeah.
They call the jewel of our universe. Why? Because it rains diamonds on Saturn. So they are actually minerals. They are resources. Mm. They are metals and things that are on these planets, which, of course, they would use to, you know, create all this technology.
You know that all these planets were named after gods?
Named
after gods. Mars is a Roman god of war. And all of them, they're named after specific Neptune, the god of the sea, and all that. So someone is, and you know, these giants were demigods.
Yeah. Yes.
And so these Roman gods are the demigods that existed in their stories, and so on and so forth. So
even Egyptian gods actually were demigods. They will tell you, because people who do these things, they will tell you, when you look at the technology of the pyramids and everything, you would really see that these things were built by people who were beyond it.
Like super intelligent.
Super intelligent. It goes back to the Tower of Babel. I just wanted to bring this because, you know, Nimrod was a product of those.
Yeah, it's called the Mighty Man.
You understand? And he brings the knowledge. Have you ever imagined some people at that, in those days, they determined and said, we are going to build a tower which will reach the heavens.
And they were not just joking.
And the Bible said, you are right. The Bible said, God looked at them and
and he knew that they were
so determined.
They are so determined and serious.
But what do you think? What do you guys think these things are for? These pyramids and many of these things, Stonehenge. There are a lot of things around the world that we have no idea why they're there.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that you find pyramids in Egypt, then you find pyramids in Peru, you find pyramids in Mexico.
I think it's part of their language form or something like that for communication. Or it's like the guys who study the stars. When you join this and that and that and that and that, you get a shape, and this shape means A, B, C, D, and things like that. That's what I think, one. And then two, it could also be a mark for portals or things like that. You understand?
Stargates.
Like, so you put it there, and it's a mark. So when your people will be coming, they look out for those things, and they know, because there's a mountain in Japan. It's called the Mountain of Ino, okay? And it's said to have a strong magnetic field. But the guys who live around that area, that town, say a number of them have actually had cases where they have seen UFOs land on the top of that mountain. Yes, and now they're turning it into like a tourist thing. They're trying to build the whole UFO phenomenon around it to turn the town into a UFO tourist attraction site, you know? So at the end of the day, in asking why these things are there, I think that's part of the reason, you know?
Yeah.
To put landmarks that you can identify for specific reasons.
They recently actually discovered, because we've only known the Stonehenge to be in England, now Turkey unearthed its own. Imagine they unearthed, it's in the ground, but all this time the stones have been standing. And even when they unearthed, it has refused to fall. You know, but you mentioned that you asked, why are these planets all, looking rugged and what? And a believer might be saying, but you people, you know, it's in scripture.
Mm.
Romans chapter 8 verse 20 says, when man fell, all creation fell with him. Mm-hmm. And so that's why all creation is waiting for the redemption. Yes. And so now when that happens, when that redemption happens, you know why we have asteroids? Because of the fall.
Mm.
Because God did not form some star to die and then it comes and, you know, hits another planet and extinguishes it. No. They are there because of the fall.
Mm.
Yeah. And so when God has created the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no such things as...
But hold on. But stars do die. You know that?
Yes, stars do die.
Yeah.
But they die because...
Of sin.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, because of sin. I don't believe that God made them to die. You know, that you rise and shine, then die. No,
do you know that in NASA, there is an information that is going on right now. Mm. It's not all that obvious. Mm. But they believe in 2029, the earth shall be hit by a very powerful asteroid.
Mm.
They have seen it coming.
I think we survived one even in 2015.
Yeah.
The
man of God.
Thanks to one.
Okay.
But there is one. There is one which is coming, and it is called Apophis, and it's all amazing. I just brought this to tell
what
you.
What does Apophis mean?
Apophis is very close to Apollyon, no?
Yeah. It's, I think, the god of death. Something
like that. Really?
Yeah.
And so they named it these guys, eh?
Now, these guys are very spiritual.
Intentional.
Mm. And intentional.
Because if just when you're saying Apophis, Apollyon is like the angel Mike of the devil.
Of the death world.
You understand? So when you're saying Apophis, I believe that's where they got it from. Like you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if it's a spiritual thing, it's not just going to come by its own.
Yeah. And I believe by 2029, a lot of end-time events.
By 24, 25... We'd hope, anyway, who knows? We might have had some visitations.
For sure. I'm just saying, around that time, there is going to be a lot of activity concerning the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. I'm not very sure, but we have to be very...
No, the thing is that it's clear. Mm. I mean, I think on Wion recently, they set out how what you were talking about, that there was feedback from outer space of a frequency that had been got, and you're like... Okay, this is, and you know, that stuff just fascinates me.
Yeah,
the reason why I wanted a telescope for my birthday was because I wanted to be the first one to see those things coming. Yeah? But what if they come like from US side?
Yeah, I think
and, but you know, so we're going to be winding up it, eh? But this discussion is so wide, eh?
There's
so many things we could touch.
Mm.
Yeah.
But my mindset is that, the church needs to stop being ignorant about these aspects and shouldn't fear having a discussion on these things.
True.
We are, if you look around the world, we were talking about this before we started the podcast. Bigfoot, you asked the question.
Yeah. Mm.
You think Bigfoot exists? What about a Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
What other ones are there? There's the Yeti.
Mm. Mm. Oh yes, there's a Yeti.
Yeti and all these things. I believe these things are very spiritual.
True. True.
I believe a Yeti is probably a giant.
Mm.
Even probably Bigfoot is also some giant somewhere. Giant. Yeah. Then Loch Ness Monster, who knows? But there are a lot of things on this earth that are taking place around us, and I believe God is preserving us from things we do not know.
True. Every day.
True.
And I want you guys to give your last takes on anything you think someone out there would need to know about this alien discussion.
Yeah.
I think for me it would just be like you've said, the church needs to stop avoiding certain conversations because they need to be had. Because otherwise, how do you prepare? You know, how do you know to align yourself? The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar, how they knew the times. You know, we need to know the times and we need to prepare accordingly. Having this kind of information and discussing it helps with that. The way we've demonstrated here, it's not that we're exalting it or you're excited. No. For us, the question is, as a church, how do we prepare?
I think sometime we discussed about how we think that the end time war might have alien technology.
Yes.
True. You understand?
Yes.
It won't be that this technology that we have.
Superhuman abilities. Mm. You know?
And I find that very, very intriguing. Yeah. We'll be watching from the Kameme of Heaven, hopefully, if you believe in the rapture.
Sure.
Apostle, what do you think some people need to know? Is there anything vital that you think we've missed out?
I think we have touched here and there, a little here, mm-hmm. a little there, as mm-hmm. the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But the intention of this by the Holy Spirit mm. is to provoke the child of God outside there
mm.
to a point whereby they should stop living in self-denial
yep.
and stop living religiously by the knowledge that they have received.
Mm.
These things that we are talking about are real. They are happening. But they are not just happening because we are not just fascinated about them
mm.
for the sake of getting excited about what's going to take place.
True.
Why we are is because for us to understand the times and the seasons, we are anticipating for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said, when these things start to appear, then we should prepare for the rapture. That mm. is where it all centers to me.
Yes.
And people should not be either excited or fearful about them, because these are perfect will of God. You know that. That will have to come before we see the Son of Man. They are going to come, but people should know that they are not living in darkness. You understand? So what I want to send, the message I send to everyone outside there, that people should get interested in what is taking place.
Yep. Be knowledgeable.
Yeah.
They should be knowledgeable. Mm. I've seen men of God here, glory to God, they are demonstrating knowledge. They are reading books you have never thought about reading. They are watching movies you never thought about watching.
Mm. Mm.
But in all, they are learning a lot. They are picking a lot. Mm. These are not just things to entertain people.
Mm.
Because as the man of God said there, Derek, he said that knowledge will increase. Now, I believe that it's not only bad knowledge that will increase, mm. even good knowledge.
Yes. Mm.
And why did God say that knowledge will increase? It's for a reason. You understand? Mm. We are not supposed to be left behind by the effects of this increase of knowledge. We are supposed to be involved. And even now, the church is supposed to rise and take its position mm. and do what we are supposed to do mm. and demonstrate the power of the ages to come mm. and show people that we are coming from a higher realm than even all of these things that are taking place.
Mm.
I believe this is the hour. And I want every one of us that is listening and watching to know that these things are coming for God to come upon us, or Jesus to come, when we are not like living in darkness. Eh?
Yeah.
When it is not supposed to be unawares, like Jesus said.
Yeah.
It is supposed to be us having the knowledge of it. So a lot of these things are going to increase. Eh?
Have any of you guys had encounters with alien creatures?
I had a dream today. But
you had a dream today.
But literally, I think, man of God, just in conclusion also, I think, you remember when Lucifer told God in the book of Job that you have put a hedge
around him, Job, and his family. Yeah.
And his family. Now, this I believe in this season, we have a hedge
around us. We can't be abducted.
We can't be abducted. Now, imagine they call you and say, Derek was abducted by
Osman. What hedge was covering you?
You see, there is a hedge that is upon the children of God, that we will see the things, but from afar, because they are not supposed to affect us anyway, because we belong to a higher power and a higher authority, the third heavens. That's where we source. And conclusively, that is what I feel in my heart. That people should not live in self-denial of these things. They should come up, and it should propel us to react and act accordingly as God expects us to do.
just, I know I already spoke, but he just brings out something very interesting, because then it answers the question of, as a child of God, what happens then, you know, when these things show up? Yeah. And I'll just share a testimony of a man of God, Prophet Aliyah Benjamin. He shared this with me when he had an interaction. He had an instant when he interacted with an alien.
Yeah.
And aliens, actually, not just one.
Mm. How do they look like?
Ignorance is no defense in the courts of law, just so you know.
True.
So, of course, he described them the way most people describe them, with those black eyes looking funny with a funny shape.
So it was a gray.
Yeah, the grayish people, the gray men. So he says they were having a conversation. These two beings were having a conversation. And this is to encourage you, the child of God, to know that you are covered. This is the hedge we're talking about.
Yeah.
So he says they were having a conversation. These aliens were having a conversation and saying, should we take him? No, we take him. No, don't take him. No, we take him. So then one came a bit closer and said, no, we can't take him, because he has a superior knowledge. There is something about him that we don't understand. His intelligence is beyond ours. There's something about him we just don't understand. So don't touch him. And then they moved away. The lesson in that is, for you as a child of God, when you're born again, you understand this is the hedge that we're talking about. So when these things will happen, you are covered. And this is where salvation comes in.
Yeah, I'll just say two things. One, when we look at the events happening in the world now, when we look at the false prophet, we see the Vatican is very interested in outer space. Very interested in aliens. They have one of the biggest, if not Lucifer, biggest telescope, you know,
it's called Lucifer.
Lucifer. You know, so if you see the false prophet is involved, and then of course world governments are now releasing information about UFOs and aliens and sightings, you now see that the world governments are aligning, and by extension the Antichrist. So you have the false prophet, the Antichrist, and then we know behind them is the devil. So we have the threefold all, you know, joining together to push an agenda, which one of them is that when the rapture takes place, the explanation to the world, to those left behind, is that they have just been abducted. These so-called, you know, believers, these Christians have been abducted, this group of people have been, so because the scripture says two will be lying in bed, one is taken, one stays behind. So the explanation is that, you know, like they said, one is taken, he has been, you know, abducted. Yeah, and so that's a deception in itself. And then the second thing is that, because a Christian, like you asked, Maki, that where does this leave a believer? And we're talking about outer space activities. Revelation 21, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Heaven is not our eternal reward. Yeah. There will be a time we go to heaven, but the eternal reward, according to scripture, is actually in the new earth.
Yep.
So we are not going. It's not that we are going. There will be a time when we go to be with God, but ultimately God will come and be with us. And the thing that teaches us how we shall live on the new earth is the millennium, the 1,000 year reign of Christ.
Yep.
It's preparing us, although we have taken on a different form. And, you know, we, scripture says we are like the angels and what. Yeah. It's preparing us, actually, for the new earth. And that's a new planet, because earth is a planet. Yeah, because the first has gone. Now we have a new planet which we are inhabiting. So which a question Rabbi asked, that are all these planets there for nothing? Yeah. So that's an important thing. So so a believer should know that because we are in the end times, yeah, and because these sightings are going to increase. That's a thing we mentioned. For instance, I'll give an example that, you know, if you are called, say you're a man of God, yeah, and, you know, you're doing ministry. We have an example in scripture of a man of God who is doing his ministry, called of the Lord, anointed, but he still has interactions with extraterrestrials. Men who have gone to be, I'm speaking of Jesus, he's speaking with Elijah and Moses. We're not told what lengthy discussion they have, but we know something. Peter, James, and John see Elijah and Moses. So that's what we're talking about is all in scripture. There's going to come a time when we will visibly see. It's not going to be in the spirit, you know, dreaming. I had a dream, an angel came. No, we'll be seeing them. We'll be here talking at the podcast, RDM podcast, And then, you know, an extraterrestrial shows up.
Which kind? Because we agreed that we talked about how there are different species of these alien creatures. And you had quickly point out on, I thought that was fascinating.
Mm. Yeah, so you have what they call insectoids. Mm-hmm. Then you have the reptilian race. And this, I think, most of the church has heard about.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and then for us, they consider us as a mammalian race from the mammals, you know.
That's
so that's where humankind comes in. So even for them, that's what we're saying. They look at us as alien, you know. But it's not just one type of alien. There are different types
of greys and
aliens. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I was just saying that it's going to be important for Christians to prepare themselves to actually interact with the with angels, with saints that have gone to be in the loop. Because Scripture says we have become a family. With the saints that are in heaven. So you don't have to do it alone. You can actually interact with angels and, you know, with those that have gone to be with the Lord. Yeah.
Just as Rabbi is coming in, when the aliens appear and we can see them visibly, will we also at that time be seeing angels visibly?
I thought angels are also aliens. That's what we agreed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think there is a time more profound for those beings to be here. In my heart, I really perceive that at that time, by that time when they are so rampant here, the church will not be around. The church would have been raptured because it will be their time to operate mainly. Because the Bible says we are the restraining force, and I believe the reason as to why they can't come fully to operate here is because we are still existing and the Holy Spirit to restrain them. And they have a time they were designated to come and take over and stuff like that.
I agree because when right now they can't, they just, we're going to have increased sightings, but not, you know,
invasions.
But because when we have gone to be with the Lord those last 3.5 years of the time of the Antichrist, they will literally be here. And that is why the Battle of Armageddon, like Rabbi was saying, is going to be a bit spiritual. It's going to have entities.
It's going to
because
be
they will now
movie.
Yes, they will now be here. It will be their time to fully occupy. Yeah.
True.
That's important.
Okay.
Very important.
We can go on and on and on.
No. I know.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from us first.
Yeah.
More from these guys than you did from me. But I found the topic very interesting. We've defined Indians here are not just what you know as greys and so on and so forth. Yeah. Yes, they're there, but we're saying that they're anything that is outside our stratosphere, the earth, is alien in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that was the very definition. But we want to say that the purpose of this message was to inform you that there's a lot going on around this world and that you need to be awake and aware of what's coming and what is already here. And child of God, you need to play your role. Dominion is coming. The rapture is coming soon. And above all else, know this, that in the last days, knowledge shall increase. And that's what we're trying to do here. Just foster discussion. My name is Rabbi Daniel Malinga. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.